Right.
I have.
Broken.
Okay. And it's very hot weather. You say you like to a lot of water.
Drink.
I
have drunk.
Okay. And yesterday I
drank.
Okay. But if you're having some company over for a meal and they're all just standing around the table and you don't want them to continue standing, you'd say, well, go ahead.
Sit down.
Okay, so they went ahead and
sat down.
When you got back in, they had already
been seated. Already sat down.
Okay. Now, if you were seated at the table and you didn't want your company to wait until something was passed to them, you might say, well, y'all go ahead and
help yourself.
So they went ahead and
help themselves.
They had already
helped themselves.
Okay. If you were at the table and you were eating and something was passed to you that you just didn't like at all, what would you say?
No, thank you.
Would you say anything different depending on whether you were a guest in someone's house as opposed to being at your
home? Well, if I was at home, I'd say I didn't like it. If I wasn't, I wouldn't.
Would you say anything?
I'd just say no, thank you. I don't care for any.
Don't care for any. Okay. All right, food that's been cooked and served a second time.
It's leftover.
You say it has been
leftover.
Right.
And you say you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Sure. What about a dish that's made just with by boiling cornmeal and water?
Mush.
Alright. Have you ever heard another name for that?
Mm-mm. Cornmeal mush.
Do you know the word kush?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about, I think you talked about having a garden. Do you have a garden now?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what you raised.
Oh, we raise green beans and squash and tomatoes and bell peppers. That's all we have this year. We have blueberries, too. We grow blueberries.
Okay. What are some different varieties of beans that can be grown around here?
Well, there's stick beans and bunch beans and October beans, pinto beans. The pintos is what we grow. They're the best things green you ever tasted.
Right.
And that's about it. Cornfield beans, which are stick beans. They used to plant them in the corn. Mm-hmm. My mother used to plant them in the corn, and they'd run up the corn stalk.
That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
What about these oval-shaped beans, these flat ones?
Oh, butter beans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're grown here, too.
And if you have a basket full of those things, you say you have to do what to them?
Shell them.
Okay. What about the leafy vegetables?
Yeah, we have mustard greens. And we raise Chinese cabbage, which is a celery type thing. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
We don't plant that till August. If it don't rain, we can't do it.
Okay. Let's see. You mentioned tomatoes. Do you have a variety that give us bigger than
Tommy toes?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
salad tomatoes.
Salad tomatoes. Okay. Another vegetable is kind of, I don't think you mentioned, is a kind of long and slender.
And green one
to get big. It gets slimy.
Okra, yes, we have okra too.
Mm-hmm. What about the type of vegetable that makes your eyes water?
Onion.
You grow those?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a variety with a long green stalk, with a small onion part?
What?
You know, you see these things in salad bars in restaurants.
Oh, the scallions?
Yes, ma'am.
That's just a young onion.
I see.
It looks like a
pump. You heard about green onions?
Mm-hmm.
Green onions?
Yeah. They're green before they get big.
Mm-hmm. So you would call them?
Green onions.
Green onions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is something that you see around Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Sure. How
about
those?
Are
do they grow here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We grow the butternut squash, too, that turns a pumpkin color.